WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Decemberists is a Portland, Oregon-based band that formed a decade ago. The band's albums have been characterized by a wide variety of styles, from indie rock minimalism to art rock expansiveness. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the band's new album, The King Is Dead, finds the Decemberists using shorter song forms and guest collaborators such as R.E.M. guitarist Peter Buck. Here's his review.
Had a dream, you and me in the war of the end times. And I believe California succumbed to the fault line. We heave relief as scores of innocents die.
The Decemberists made their reputation on the strength of group leader Colin Molloy's large, tortured vocabulary and penchant for spinning 10-minute-plus song cycles with influences ranging from Susie and the Banshees to Death Cab for Cutie. Too often, Molloy's use of 19th-century locutions has been pretty cutesy itself. Thus, any attempt by this clever, ambitious man to impose some concision on his music can only be beneficial. This quality is what makes the 10 songs on The King Is Dead cohere as the Decemberists' best album to date, thanks to brisk tunes such as this one called Don't Carry It All.
Here we come to a turning of the season. Witness to the arc towards the sun. A neighbor's blessed birth.
We can assume that the band's album title, The King Is Dead, is a cheerful one. This is, after all, a group that took its name from an uprising, one of whose aims was to abolish monarchy, and which has been known to play the Soviet national anthem to open their shows. But thankfully, there's little garrulous rabble-rousing on The King Is Dead. Instead, Colin Molloy and his band have enlisted singer Gillian Welch and R.E.M. guitarist Peter Buck to help make a record heavily influenced by 70s folk rock, but with fresh riffs, not mere nostalgia. The result is a fine song, such as the album's first single, Down by the Water, featuring both Buck and Welch.
See this ancient river bed, see where all the follies are led. Down by the water, down by the old maiden bed. I was just some towhead teen, feeling round for fingers to get in.
There's a song that manages to triumph over self-conscious phrasings such as, the summer swells anon, and sweet descend this rabble round. Colin Molloy often writes lyrics as though he never quite recovered from a first encounter with the work of Algernon Swinburne. But the guy has a terrific voice, plaintive without being whiny, earnest without being maudlin, coarsened by a fine graininess. Always be skeptical of a fellow who said numerous times that he was heavily influenced by the crown prince of mope rock, Morrissey. But this time around, Molloy is describing The King Is Dead as a collection that's, quote, an exercise in restraint. And it's more influenced by R.E.M. and Neil Young. Listening to country and bluegrass music hasn't hurt either, on one of the best songs here called All Arise.
Baby wants a new spin, baby wants a broken heart.
One of the most enjoyable aspects of all of the Decemberists albums is that the band avoids the autobiographical impulse. The band doesn't spill out its memories or its neuroses with either urgency or emo lassitude. Molloy and his colleagues are, at best, real craftspeople who take pride in constructing solid blocks of song, packages that open up to reveal at their sturdiest an interest in and appreciation of the world around them. For that, we can put up with the occasional fussy phrasing or arch alliteration. As Molloy says in one of my favorite lines on this album, which is all the better for sounding so colloquial and tossed off, it's well advised that you follow your own bag. Indeed it is.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed The King Is Dead by the Decemberists.